This morning, we're going to have part two of our conversation with former Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. Last week, we had Cassie in to talk about her new job as marketing manager of Ontario International Airport as it transitions from Los Angeles ownership back to Inland Empire ownership and control. You can hear last week's segment at our website, kvcrnews.org. Just go to our search function and put in Cassie McDuff. That conversation will come up. This morning, part two of our conversation. Last week, Cassie told us that under the ownership of Los Angeles World Airports, which is an agency of the city of Los Angeles, for several years, Ontario International Airport was underutilized. She said a study by the city of Ontario showed that the underutilization of Ontario International Airport cost about $3 billion in economic impact and the loss of about 10,000 jobs. Under Los Angeles ownership, the first job of Ontario International was not to serve the Inland Empire, but it was to supplement the growth of LAX. Now, under new ownership and control, back under Inland Empire authority, Ontario International Airport will focus once again on growing the Inland Empire economy.
You know, another interesting statistic, Ken, the Ontario Riverside San Bernardino region is the 15th largest metropolitan area in the United States. That's something that a lot of people don't realize, 4.4 million people. And most of those folks are served by and can be served by Ontario International Airport.
Also, you know, this airport is not just important to this region economically. It is probably the single institution that can greatest bind the region together in terms of identity and cohesion. You know, the Inland Empire is, as you said, an important region, not just in California, but around the nation. And certainly this airport makes that more so, not just economically, but culturally, in terms of identity?
I think you see that in people's reaction to the local control movement. People were excited. Everywhere I go, when I talk to people about the airport, they're excited about being able to use the airport. They like the airport for its convenience, for the ease of getting in and out. And I think they're very excited to see the airport rebound and come back to what it was. You know, at one time, for about 3 years running, there were 7 million or more passengers per year using the airport. The airport was built to accommodate 10 million people a year, and it plunged down to just under 4 million at the nadir, and it started to bounce back a little bit. And so, of course, we're hoping to build on that momentum and keep things going.
This is a really important task that you're doing. I mean, you didn't just take another job. You really took on another community effort. Do you like your job? Being out of the news business and into the airport business?
Well, you know, Ken, I loved my work as a journalist, and I was never tired of it or bored by any means. But I saw an opportunity to do something, like you say, really important for the region. It was a big change for me. But you know, I'm working with a small group of incredibly experienced and knowledgeable airport experts. Our chief executive officer, Kelly Fredericks, headed the airport in Providence, Rhode Island, which is kind of like Ontario is to LA, Providence is to Boston. And so he'll draw on that experience and knowledge to rebuild Ontario Airport. Our chief operating officer, Bruce Atlas, ran the Southwest Airlines station at Ontario Airport for 13 years, so he knows that airport inside and out. Mm. Jeff Reynolds, our chief financial officer, also very experienced at airports all over the world, from the Middle East to Texas, and is a Southern California resident from Orange County, so he knows the region very well. And our chief development officer, who is charged with everything from bringing in business, commercial, industrial users to the vacant airport property to bringing airlines back to the airport, Mark Thorpe, actually was in charge of the Ontario Airport marketing and development during the growth years in the 2000s. And so he's come back from Dallas-Fort Worth, from the airports there. And my boss, the chief marketing officer, Dan Adamus, also experienced in marketing from A to Z. I'm learning a lot from him. I'm really looking forward to working with him. I know we can do a lot.
Former Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. KVCR listeners have known her for years, also as a weekly contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Now, Cassie McDuff is the marketing manager for the new Ontario International Airport Authority. You can hear more of Cassie talking about her new job, the airport, the transition from Los Angeles ownership back to local control and ownership. She also talks about the Ontario International Airport Authority that will run our airport when it is officially transitioned back to local ownership next month. And you'll hear more in part one of our conversation. That's available at our website, kvcrnews.org. Go to our search function and search Cassie McDuff, and we'll get part two up on our website later today.